Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, I want to talk about last night's devastating RTE documentary about the heartbreaking suicide of a 12-year-old traveller boy, Patrick McDonagh. And that programme has highlighted the issue of mental health amongst young travellers in Ireland. And the documentary told us that the rate of suicide in the traveller community is six times higher than in the rest of Irish society. We'll hear an excerpt from the documentary now. This is Patrick's mother, Michelle, talking about the death of her son.
Suicide is the most hurtful thing to me as a mother, to lose a child. I didn't just want him for 12 years, I wanted him forever. It's just a hurt of not having him there. Like, he's my eldest son, my Patrick. He was my everything.
What hurts me is Patrick had so much attention. He didn't get a chance to be him.
I'm sorry that he left me.
And that's from Patrick, A Young Traveller Lost, which is available to watch now on the RTE player. Well, Thomas McCann is a member of the traveller community, psychotherapist and community activist. And Thomas, you're very welcome to the programme. I saw you in the documentary last
Thanks
night.
Very much,
Claire. It was a really harrowing watch, but what do you hope it might achieve?
I hope it... Hopefully it'll highlight the suffering within the community and within families as well, you know, within the traveller community. I think it is heartbreaking, and even as I listen again to it, it's really, really difficult to hear even, you know, kind of the suffering that's gone on for families. And I think it's reflective of many families in the community at this stage, you know, and that's been kind of emerging over decades, and it's getting worse. And the figures, the six times higher, them figures is from 2010. So many in the community believe that the figures are actually much higher now. And also it's many more children now than when them figures was taken, because them figures was mainly adults at the time, you know, kind of.
So is that what you're hearing anecdotally, that there are more suicides amongst young travellers now?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know families who have lost children, and worked with one or two parents who has lost children already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very, very difficult, you know, for them.
We know that there is a problem for anyone who wants to access CAMHS. There's long waiting lists. But are there cultural issues with services that are available to travellers?
Absolutely. And I think that's been highlighted now, as I say, for decades. I mean, you know, kind of, we can see from 2006 and even before that, the Vision for Change highlighted the need for culturally inclusive mental health services, you know. And again in 2010 and, you know, and 2017 and more recently in the kind of shared division. So we see again and again, but really, one of the things that's happened for the community, and there's many issues such as unemployment, high unemployment, poor accommodation and overcrowded accommodation, racism and exclusion, you know, kind of in goods and services. So all of these things have impact. But one of the key things that I think that the community kind of are very kind of aware of is that there has been policy in place, there's been recommendations made, there's been reports done, but it hasn't turned into action for the community. It hasn't turned into change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really that is the key thing, that, you know, that the policies that were put in place or the recommendations that were made were never implemented, you know. And I think that's really kind of, you know, is impacting on the community.
Yeah, I think one of the very poignant moments watching that documentary last night was seeing Patrick's parents going through his school copybooks, and his work was so good and he was doing so well, and then they noticed that things started to change. But then we heard a lot about what travellers face when they're in education, and it is racism, and it's very, very difficult for them to get through that process. But let's say they do get to the junior cert or to the leaving cert, what does life look like then?
Life, what life looks like then is that a lot of younger travellers can't get into employment, even though we nearly have full employment in the country. And, you know, it is over 80% unemployment. And I did a number of groups with younger travellers and talked to them about the issues. And they can't even get to an interview unless they disguise their identity. And that's very, very difficult because, you know, if they do get into employment and it's found out, some travellers have been let go, you know, kind of from employment. So there is a level of racism that excludes people from employment and younger travellers. So, you know, so it's very, very difficult for them. And it's, and again, the social media as well, you know, kind of, and goods and services. I mean, people can't really book a venue for a social event. You know, if you know, they have to get members of the settler community, and that's a common experience, you know. It's very, very difficult.
And Thomas, are you aware, is there any research around whether the impact of bullying on social media is more profound for young travellers? Because we know it's happening and it has been happening face to face for years. But now you have this situation where there is no escape. Is anyone looking at that and how it's impacting traveller children?
I think people are aware of it, but I think, you know, kind of as the documentary highlights by the father, by Patrick, the father, and that documentary, you know, the phone, they didn't take, you know, kind of like they didn't know much about, you know, or kind of take much notice of the phone, you know, because like a lot of children, they're on the phone, they don't know, you know, and there is no escape. You're right, there's no escape from it. I mean, you could escape into the family and kind of, and you know, wherever you were, whether you were, you know, kind of in a house or living in a mobile home, you could escape from it. But now there is no escape, and I think that needs to be looked at. I think it needs to be looked at for settled children as well, Claire. You know,
yeah,
I think,
across the board.
We need to look at the impact of social media, you know, kind of on society and on people's lives and families' lives. You know, I think we need to seriously look at that, you know.
All right. Well, Thomas, thanks very much for joining us today. And I just urge anyone who didn't see that last night to go back and check it out on the RTÉ player. It's called Patrick, A Young Traveller Lost. And President Michael D. Higgins made comments about it in the lead up to it. He had seen it in advance and he said to Patrick's family that it had affected him in ways that he could not describe. And I think it's a very apt way to put it. And if you've been affected by anything you've heard there, you can go to rte.ie/helplines.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.